"Hello, Nobby," said the guard without enthusiasm. "I bet your old mum would be proud of you. You with a dragon on your vest," said Nobby conversationally. The guard gave him a look made of hatred and embarrassment. "And new plumes on your hat, too," Nobby added sweetly.
"This here is a proclamation what you are commanded to read," said the guard loudly, "and post up on street corners also, by order."
"Whose?" said Nobby.
Sergeant Colon grabbed the scroll in one ham-like fist.
"Whereas," he read slowly, tracing the lettering with a hesitant finger, "it hath please said the dragon, king of kings, and
sweat beaded on the broad pink cliff of his forehead.
"Absolute, that is. Ruler of..."
He lapsed into the tortured silence of academia, his fingertip jerking slowly down the parchment.
"No," he said at last. "That's not right, is it? It's not going to eat someone?"
"Consume," said the older guard.
"It's all part of the social contract," said his assistant woodenly. "A small price to pay, I'm sure you will agree, for the safety and protection of the city."
"From what?" said Nobby. "We've never had an enemy we couldn't bribe or corrupt."
"Until now," said Colon darkly.
"You catch on fast," said the guard, "so you're going to broadcast it, on pain of pain."
Carrot peered over Colon's shoulder.
"What's a virgin?" he said.
"An unmarried girl," said Colon quickly.
"What, like my friend Reet?" said Carrot, horrified.
"Well, no," said Colon.
"She's not married, you know. None of Mrs. Palm's girls are married."
"Well, yes."
"Well, then," said Carrot, with an air of finality, "we're not having any of that kind of thing, I hope."
"People won't stand for it," said Colon. "You mark my words."
The guards stepped back out of range of Carrot's rising wrath.
"They can please themselves," said the senior guard, "but if you don't proclaim it, you can try explaining things to His Majesty."
They hurried off. Nobby darted out into the street.
"Dragon on your vest," he shouted. "If your old mum knew about this, she'd turn in her vat. You going round with a dragon on your vest?"
Colon wandered back to the table and spread out the scroll.
"Bad business," he mumbled.
"It's already killed people," said Carrot, "contrary to 16 separate acts in council."
"Well, yes, but that was just like, you know, the hurly-burly of this and that," said Colon. "Not that it wasn't bad, I mean, but people sort of participating, just handing over some slip of a girl and standing round watching as if it's all proper and legal, that's much worse."
"I reckon it all depends on your point of view," said Nobby thoughtfully.
"What do you mean?"
"Well, from the point of view of someone being burned alive, it probably doesn't matter very much," said Nobby philosophically.
"People won't stand for it, I said," said Colon, ignoring this. "You'll see, they'll march on the palace. And what will the dragon do then, eh?"
"Burn 'em all," said Nobby promptly.
Colon looked puzzled.
"It wouldn't do that, would it?" he said.
"Don't see what's to prevent it, do you?" said Nobby.
He glanced out of the doorway.
"He was a good lad, that boy. Used to run errands for my granddad. Who'd have thought he'd go round with a dragon on his chest?"
"What are we going to do, Sergeant?" said Carrot.
"I don't want to be burned alive," said Sergeant Colon. "My wife'd give me hell. So I suppose we gotta, proclaim it. But don't worry, lad," he said, patting Carrot on one muscular arm and repeating, as if he hadn't quite believed himself for the first time, "It won't come to that. People'll never stand for it."
Lady Ramkin ran her hands over Errol's body.
"Damned if I know what's going on in there," she said.
The little dragon tried to lick her face.
"What's he been eating?"
"The last thing, I think, was a kettle," said Vimes.
"A kettle of what?"
"No, a kettle. A black thing with a handle and a spout. He sniffed it for ages, then he ate it."
Errol grinned weakly at him and belched. They both ducked.
"Oh, and then we found him eating soot out of the chimney," Vimes went on, as their heads rose again over the railings.
They leaned back over the reinforced bunker that was one of Lady Ramkin's sickbay pens. It had to be reinforced. Usually, one of the first things a sick dragon did was lose control of its digestive process.